In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, it's a shit show shittery. Thank you, Urban Dictionary. The best laid plans got derailed by life, so the Cubs offer this show on the fly, talking about recent title holder friends, drunken shenanigans, and playing games. It's a short shit show shittery for shit's sake, as COL 356 shits now. March 13th, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon. Everybody dance
now! And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
And welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Vintage Sherman and Links, episode number 356. And yes, let's go into this. I so can't wait to get on the floor. For some reason, they haven't had our cubes ready for us to go from the training room onto the floor, and we'll be able to do that on Monday, which means I can grab my Bluetooth headphones, and I can sit back, relax, and I don't have to listen to everybody talking in the room. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. I'm going to be able to just sit back, relax, do my job, not have to worry about anything else. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Also this week, I've earned an achievement.
New.
Yeah. I finally got, I now have all mythic bosses of this expansion of World of Warcraft. I've participated in the kill for. I am happy, because I've got all those achievements. Also, I got the Fel Steel Annihilator, the mount off of Mythic Archimonde, the final boss of the expansion. It was great. For the rest of the night, I got to just sit back and chill while everybody was doing just lore farm of the instance. And what did I do? I stepped out of the instance, got onto my new mount, and just kind of stood around being like, haha, I got this mount.
Wow.
I was like the fifth, sixth of the guild that got it. So
sweet.
And Damon just provided us a picture of two sexy redheads.
Yeah.
I am completely gnarly random. Yep. Reblog.
Okay. I figured why not.
So just to say. Anyways, moving on. David?
So yesterday was a pretty interesting day. Jim had to work. And so my friend Ben Stick, who's been on the show, and I went out with his friends and his mother, and we spent the day walking. And we went to the Contemporary Arts Center, Cincinnati Contemporary Arts Center, which was an amazing time. We got to see there was several installations for the museum, but two of them were pretty freaking fabulous. One of them was, it's called After the Moment, and it was a reflection on the Robert Mapplethorpe exhibit that came here 25 years ago. If you know Cincinnati history, the Mapplethorpe exhibit was quite controversial at its time. I think the president of the board of the Contemporary Arts Center and a couple of other people were sued. It was all about several images that depicted Robert Mapplethorpe depicts a lot of nudity and gratuitous sex in his works, and there was this whole debate on decency in regards to what was art and what was pornography and blah blah blah. So when it came here in 1990, there's a big kerfuffle. And Yeah. So now they did a sort of reflection on that. There was a lot of very interesting things. And then we saw another installation called Passage by a Korean artist who has ultimately taken fabric and thread and him and, as I found out later, a team have created these wonderful, like, works of art. There was a what looked like an archway in Japan or Korea, maybe, and it had it a reflection. And but it was they were both built with the same fabric, and it was just an amazing. I'll probably post pictures on my Facebook here soon, just for the sake of showing everyone that. But it was a really good time, and then we went to Eastgate Mall, and we walked around, and we walked around. I bought a new jacket, but it was good. It was good to get out of the house and get away. And although my feet are very, very tired today, I had a really good time just hanging out with people and, you know, sitting around. And yes, we went to Jungle Gyms too. That was the other thing, and that's where I took the picture of the buffalo wing soda, which just sounds disgusting. So yeah, it was a good time. Good day. Gary?
My life feels in some ways like it's been poured into a blender and someone hit mix.
Oh God.
Well, it's not awful or bad. It's just, you know, we are a month away from the run.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So it's like everything is, you know, starting to count down and it's all beginning to come together. And at the same time, things aren't going quite as expected. So the laptop update is they didn't call me back on the MacBook Pro.
Uh-oh.
So I went up and got it. Because I didn't get a phone call, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take it to Apple. Like, I'll go out of town. I'll drive the hour plus or whatever. I'll go to a Genius Bar. I'll have them figure out what the fuck's wrong and then fix it.
Yeah.
So I went to go pick it up. And so then the girl that's at the counter goes in the back. She's gone for a couple minutes. She comes back. She brings out the MacBook Pro and the charging cord. And I said, where's the computer bag that it was in? She kind of looks at me funny. And I said, it's okay. I said, it doesn't match. I said, it's a black canvas, blue embroidered Dell laptop bag. So it doesn't make sense, but that's the bag it came in. Because I've had that bag for like over 10 years, thanks to an friend, John in Pittsburgh, whose company used to carry Dells all the time. And anyways, he gave me one that was written off or whatever. So she goes back, she finds it, she brings it out. She's like, I'm really sorry about it. She's like, I'm also sorry that no one called you. I was like, it's okay. So no charge, put all the stuff, take it back to my place, get online, make an appointment for Apple. Saturday, gonna go in and have them, you know, do that thing. And when I went and picked it up, it was like Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm gonna say maybe Wednesday. So Thursday morning, I get a phone call. Mr. Steiner, I'm really sorry to inform you that when you took the MacBook Pro, I'm the technician that had worked on it. I took out the hard drive, but I didn't put the hard drive back in.
What?
Oh, no. Right, and this is a voicemail because I didn't recognize the number. And I was like, seriously. So then I was like, all right, so now I have to take it back and I have to have them reinstall the hard drive. So when I take it to Apple, it would like work as opposed to walking in with two pieces and be like, can you fix this? So I'm like, ah. So I went back up. And when I got there, the guy had left like 5 minutes before. That is the Apple technician, I guess.
Oh.
So nobody there could reinstall it. And they said it was going to be at least an hour probably to do it. And I'm like, so I had to leave it again for the second time and then turn around and cancel the Apple appointment because I'm not going to get it back until like Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's sweet. Fuck.
And Apple doesn't let you go that far out. They only go like 5 days out or whatever. And weirdly, all the appointments are midday. And I'm like, okay, I can't miss a day of work to go deal with this. So it has to wait until the weekend and crap.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I had to dig out an old laptop that was given to me. That is a, what the hell is this thing? A Fujitsu.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not the best one in the world, but it works and it functions. And so I haven't used it in probably about a year because it was explicitly meant for Drenched Fur.
Oh.
So we had a Windows-based laptop to like do some stuff on or whatever. And so I dug it out of the closet. I let it charge overnight. And then I also was on it last night and I was updating like Skype and, you know, Windows and my virus stuff and my,
oh, God.
Oh yeah. Like, cause it hadn't been, you know, used in months and months and months. So, so I'm don't know what this is going to sound like or how it is, but in theory it should be better than last week. I didn't finish listening to last week's episode, but I could definitely tell I was using something different, so.
Yeah, it sounded fine. She was fine.
Yeah, so so there's that thing, and there's stuff going on with Drenched Fur and just, you know, life. And anyways, this isn't, you know, a complaining session. So, or maybe it is. We'll see.
Yeah, let's. So it sounds like we need to go into this.
Oh, God.
For the second week in a row, Gary, what did you do?
What did you do?
Well, I did it again.
Oh. Oops, you did it again?
Yeah. I pulled a Britney. no, I didn't shave my head. Yeah, I just get in the zone on working on shit, and I keep doing these late-night stint things, and it's going to catch up and kill me eventually.
Oh. We need more cocktails.
Kill me. No, and actually I'm kind of fasting away from alcohol right now, so today I'm just having one.
Good for you.
I just had another kamikaze, so.
Well, I'm all about it. You know me. And, you know, I sometimes channel Mrs. Kasha Davis. There's always time for a cocktail. Yeah. So, but yeah, I needed to not do that right now, so.
Yeah.
Wow. I was up again late last night till when? 5? Yeah, 5.
Holy there's shit. Just,
well, we're a month away and there's shit that has to get done. And, you know. And really? it's a lot of paperwork based stuff. So it's like forms that I use every single year. you know, and there's online documents and I'm trying to follow up on hotel stuff and registrations because we sold out and we've got a pending wait list and we've got a waiting list and then we've got some people that are pending wait list because of some cancellations and I'm trying to get those things, you know, make sure that we're following up. And then I'm doing stupid things like double checking if someone got their registration email and they're like, you already asked me about this. So that kind of says Gary was tired and can't, you know, keep things straight. So it also proves that I'm not perfect. So.
Mm. Oh, yeah. But, you know.
You're just OCD. We know that. We're fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then we added a new event. Flash activity to the schedule for the run.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to vague podcast about this. I'll actually make the announcement because since we're doing this before when it's going to go up, it should be coming in this week. We are hosting the very first in Drenched Fur history Puppy Mosh.
Yay!
Oh. Oh. Sweet.
We're calling it the Bark and Learn Puppy Mosh. So Pup Scorpio from Kentucky is expected to be here. And the Mr. Cleveland 2016 puppy, Pup Griffin, is going to be here as well. And sweet. They are expected to lead a Q&A opportunity for folks to learn about pup play and the puppy community. And then they're also going to have a mosh and treats.
Sweet.
So they came to me with the idea. They wanted to know if that was something we would entertain. The committee discussed it and the majority said, what the hell? Go for it.
Why not?
Yeah. So, I don't know if the majority of the community even knows quite what it is, but.
Well, maybe that's a good way to be, like you said, as a, learn part of it, you know, that helps because there's a lot of crossover in, you know, leather and pup and leather and kink and bear and leather and then, you know, going on to pup kind of thing. So it's good to, you know, explore those possibilities, and get people informed. Like, you know, like why we do our Let's Talk About Kink shows. You know, they're, it's good to be informed and good to be, so that you don't, not necessarily look like an idiot, but that's, you know, it's just more to tap into something you may not know about and might, you might actually find interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we're planning that, and this is really kind of their thing, and they're figuring that part out, and they're posting it in the pup community, like I guess mm-hmm. there's apps or websites. So
there's apps, there's Facebook, there's Tumblr, yeah. Not Tumblr, well, Tumblr, yeah, Twitter.
So yeah. They're supposed to start putting the word out now any day, and we're adding it officially to the schedule. It'll go into our app and some other stuff. So I'm kind of excited about that, and I'm probably going to observe. I wanted to say attend, but I don't know if that's really accurate. It's not. This isn't about me and controlling the situation. I truly want them to own it and do their own thing. I just kind of want to watch and see how things go and that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
because this is not my subject matter expert area. Not that. So
not a SME.
No, I'm not a SME on this one, and I'm comfortable with that. I trust these guys, you know, that are going to work on this and see how it goes. So, yeah. And I think that's a big question mark. This may be the first crossover activity at a bear event officially on the docket between the pup community and the bear community. I don't know. I don't have enough
crossovers for, but not like an official stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, to me, this is one of the things I related recently to somebody, because there's a lot of questions. There's not some things understanding. And I think this is the biggest piece that I hope folks can take away is I think the pup community now in 2015, 2016, 2017 is where the bear community was in like 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, when there was this thing happening, but people weren't really quite sure of what it was and how it fit into like the broader LGBTQ culture and what it means to be one and how it works and the vocabulary and all the, you know, the activities. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to it. So I think that's one of the things that people presume automatically that it falls under BDSM kink. And I think that's a safe bet, but it doesn't stay in that area, if that makes sense. I also think there are other people out there that think it belongs to the furry community, and that is not necessarily true. So I'm curious to see in another, you know, 5 to 10 years where this is going to go. Also, a lot of individuals that I'm aware of that are involved in it are young, so that dynamically changes the potential of the future, because when you're in your 20s and early 30s and you're involved in a community, you kind of become the forefather, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? As it's starting and you begin something. So it could go in all sorts of different directions. And I just find it very intriguing. And I want to be supportive of it. And I'm glad that the committee's agreed. So we'll see how it goes. It's a couple of hours on a Saturday afternoon. And, you know, one of the things that they've agreed to do is that they came up with it, and I like it, is that they want to cross-promote not only that activity in that afternoon to the local pup communities in the surrounding cities, but then to also come to the water park that night. So it's kind of an immersion crossover. Boy, I got to stop doing that. you know, where the two kind of communities can come together. So they can sniff each other out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very appropriate.
I know, it was a bad pun. Anyways.
All right, let's go into this. Trust me, it did play. Gary, what's going on over in Facebook?
Okay, Facebook. We got a group comment. Chester, a.k.a. Shudder, who, by the way, is back landside from the UK.
Yay. Welcome back.
He posted and said, Gary, can I have a shirt?
So I'm not sure what he means by that. Does he want a Cubs Out Loud shirt? Does he just want a shirt off your back?
I think he is referring to how at Kentucky I gave away two shirts.
There we go.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here.
I kept waiting to hear your voice, and I'm like, Damon's not saying anything.
A button got pushed. Let's just say.
It just happens.
My headset has a little button on it that mutes things. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm talking and no one's listening. And and then you posted that little note. And I'm like, oh, well, that's why. Because you fuckers can't hear me.
Well, yeah, I was
don't push that button.
Yeah, I kept thinking, am I talking over him and I can't hear him? I was like, am I the only? Anyways, technology is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
I'm back.
So what were you saying, Damon, that we couldn't hear?
Oh, just the I think it has more to do with a couple of episodes ago or last episode where you mentioned you gave your shirt to Ray. And you've done that before where you've gone to runs and had a shirt and people liked it, so you've given it to them.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
So that's what I guess Shudder is referring to. I don't know if that's what's going on.
Okay. That's fine. Hopefully. Damon, what's been going over in Google Plus?
Where's the article?
In the Googleverse, I should say.
Here's the doc. Okay. So on Google Plus, we have a new follower, a Mike Reeser. Welcome. And up on YouTube, we have a couple of new subscribers. Big the Eddie Bear and Yuri Umi.
Welcome. and of course, we have our weekly message on Twitter who added us. We got, what's his name?
Charles.
Charles, thank you. Charles says, when he was listening, it's time for Cubs Out Loud Podcast 354. Obviously, this is before he was able to hear 355. Don't worry, he's not that far behind. He's on time for everything. So,
hey, people got lives, you know? And like Mark from Montreal reached out to me a month or 2 months ago and was like, I'm really sorry I'm behind on the episodes. And while I appreciate that y'all are, you know, feeling that you have to apologize for being behind, that's on you. Like, you got a life. I understand that.
That's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine here. How are you?
If you have to, you know, binge for a couple of hours listening to this drone on and get, you know, all weird with each other, fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's really fine. How are you? Sorry, I keep doing that Star Wars.
Yep. It's your thing. It's your go-to now.
So I actually kind of get excited for Charles's Twitter comments because sometimes he puts in like some sort of puns or something. So I think they're really cool. So, all right. So, moving on into this. It's Urban Dictionary with Gary.
So to go with the theme of today's show, sort of, not really, maybe, I don't know. It's been a day. Our Urban Dictionary phrase of the episode is shit show of shittery.
Wow.
Definition, when everything that will go wrong does go wrong. An event of grand scale of utter shit. When all your shit of your life is just nonstop, it's a shit show of shittery.
Wow. That's just
It just makes me smile. It makes me think of the t-shirt in New Orleans I wanted so badly that says, fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there are three different examples of the usage of this. It's not really a conversation. They're just three separate sentences. First one is, my life is a complete shit show of shittery. And then there's, what's with all this shit show of shittery happening here?
Oh, God.
And finally, my life sucks. It has been plenty of shittery going on.
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe that's just one big long thing. Just a rant of ranting.
Well, that's possible. It could be.
Okay. Nah. I think that's three sentences.
All right. Now it's time to go into our weekly topic. Got nothing.
Welcome to the shit show.
I think it was one of those things where there were ideas. Oh, it was a shit show of shittery. Yeah. there were grand ideas and our ideas, and then we're like, oh,
things kind of fell through.
Yeah,
it's kind of, it just didn't end up happening or anything.
That's okay.
Here's some things I would like to ask the audience. Would you like to watch us play games, like not just Cubs Against Humanity, but games in general? I might be able to set up something to stream with us playing some party games, which I will be getting to more in later. So that's what I would like. In fact, let's just go throw that into the weekly poll.
Party.
And the thing is, here's the thing is, we could even set this up so that you, the audience, could participate in the games too. What? So we set up a date. It'd be a live event. I would do a whole lot of prep on my end for production purposes. And we could do a show where we play some party games, which doesn't just have us playing the party games and maybe some guests, but we could also invite some of you guys to do it, to play it with us. Have you ever heard? Actually, I'm gonna jump down to my pick.
Okay.
Because my link this week is the Jackbox Party Pack 2. Also Party Pack 1, I suppose, too. But this last Friday, I was watching on Twitch Drinking and Swearing with Pat and Jules. And they were playing Quiplash, which is part of the Jackbox Party Pack 2. And they're like, hey, pop into our Discord so that you can talk with us. But all you need to do Pat pulled up Quiplash on his computer, and it's an online game, and you put in a room code, and then you join in, and you go to jackbox.tv, put in the room code and your name, and you join in, and you can actually play on your mobile device, like on your phone or your tablet or something. I think you can also do it from a computer, as well. And you can play the game. And Jackbox has a whole bunch of different games, including the first one, Jackbox Party Pack 1, actually has the 2015 version of You Don't Know Jack. Have you heard of You Don't Know Jack?
Yes.
Oh, love
that. Talked about it last week.
Love that game so much. Well, it has that, which I believe has this type of capability. You go to Jackbox TV, and then people can play. I think the idea is that you you play it, and then if you have people in the room, they just use their mobile device as their buzzer or controller for playing it. So, so there's ways that even if you're not necessarily in the same room, that we could do it. Would you like to see us do that? I think I know how I can do this production-wise. So I would like to hear what you guys think. And if we gave you maybe several weeks in advance to saying, hey, we're going to be doing this. Here's this event. It's live Cubs Out Loud. And you, the audience, can participate.
Huh.
I mean, I'm just kind of like throwing it out there. I'm just kind of like, I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know if you guys would agree to it, if you want to. But something else besides Cubs Against Many. Plus, more people can participate in it. Be kind of cool. There's a little question topic.
Also, we have some news in the bear community 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Last night, prior to recording, Fuzzbutt won Mr. Bluegrass Leather Pride Boy 20.
Yay! I'm going to put the loud applause for nobody back to the final recording here again. Yay!
Okay.
It's there. It's playing. Still playing. The long applause. Yay! And we're going to do the... Hooray! Shots of pride! I don't know why our son's not coming through this Skype call, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
It played. I swear, played. So we're damn proud of you, boy.
Yes. Congratulations.
So he won last night, and that was very exciting. And Sir posted a picture, and I think that that's working out very well. In addition to that, I'm proud to say that Mark Snyder Schulte from Cleveland, Ohio, the Akron area, who I believe is currently the president of the Akron Bears, he also last night won the Mr. Cleveland Bear 2016 title.
Oh, yay!
He was one of the 10 contestants at NAB in Kentucky.
Oh!
And Ray, Mr. NAB Bear 2016, gave a shout out and a congrats to Mark for his winning. So
sweet.
Yeah,
you have connections to three bear celebrities.
Yeah, now I know three more title holders.
Yeah, you know three more title holders.
Has anybody coined the term sash bear yet?
Yes.
Okay. Oh yeah, I'm quite sure.
It must be.
Okay. Although normally it's referred to sash queen, I believe,
right,
as more a derogatory term of endearment, because I believe I'm going to Urban Dictionary right now while I talk. I believe it's meant to be like, you know, kind of a sassy, sarcastic kind of thing that you are a collector of said sashes.
Okay. Well, I mean this in the loving sash bear.
Ooh, bless you.
Ooh, mute button.
I can't.
Okay. So actually, with nowadays, wouldn't these more be patch bears? Patch?
Well, I think it's more just, you know, just
patch, it's sash,
crown, scepter, crown.
Crown. Kamikazes are going to my head, I guess. Well, all I've had is a cup of coffee this morning. But yeah, a patch bear, just and a loving term of endearment, and a derogatory one. So,
of course, we're
so proud of you, and we've had at least two like title holders on the show. At least, have we had more?
Three now.
We've had Chess.
Oh, Chess was one too. Okay,
Matt. Yeah.
Matt, Gabe. Ray. Oh, Gabe, yeah.
So Gabe, you're on?
Gabe's been a title holder. Yeah.
Okay. So we got a
Damon. Whole
Huh?
You're a title holder.
Technically, yes.
Technically?
What, didn't you get a title from going to Indy years ago?
Yes, Most Likely Bear 2008.
Yay! So we got anyone who's always on the show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
hey, guess what, folks? That's the shit show shittery.
Well, that's fine. Wow. That's good. Yeah. Well, you know,
you think it's time? You think it's time to get into something porny?
I think it's always time to get into something porny.
I want to make a footnote.
Okay.
Okay.
On Urban Dictionary, the following three definitions do not exist: sash bear, sash queen, and what was the last one you said? Patch bear. None of those exist yet.
Okay, so they haven't officially been coined.
Right, no one has entered them to be defined. So.
Until they've been entered into Urban Dictionary, they don't exist. Urban Dictionary is the now definitive source of non-real phrasage. So I suppose that's what we need to do now is to add those. Sash bear is kind of like sash queen, except a bear. Sash queen is etc. And a patch bear is a loving term of endearment for a title, a bear title holder. There we go. I love that. In the meantime, I'm going to say this, and I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. This is going to be a short show. So let's tumble. And work it, big boy.
Oh, my. Let's see what this one's all about.
I don't know if that actually is, but in any case, it is a big boy in underwear. But
oh.
I can kind of see resemblances to J-Mo if it's not him, which I don't think it is him, but there's a resemblance. But it looks like he's working it. And I like the head of the cub looking right up at his butt. His legs.
That's something. There's some kind of festival. Like I'm seeing tents, and I'm seeing a lot of people, I believe. And yeah.
I'm confused.
Why are you confused?
Well, okay, if you guys are both looking at the picture right now, next to his left thigh, behind it, mm-hmm. there appears to be an arm, maybe?
Yeah.
That's bent.
So maybe the cub is maybe it's touching his butt and it's behind or something.
It looks more like he's slapping his ass, but I think he's slapping his ass with the back of his hand, which doesn't make any sense.
Which it could be the front. Like if you put your hand up. No. Put your elbow out like that, and then turn your hand.
I'm telling you.
It would be a weird cupping kind of slap, but it would be a slap nonetheless.
I don't know.
I suppose.
Don't get me wrong. I like the picture. I think he's absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That detail just distracts me. It annoys me. So...
Just look at the higher part.
Look at the foreground, not the background.
There you go.
Because I'm looking at nipples, so.
Nice fur, nice belly.
Nice beard.
Gorgeous beard. Like the face that he has as he's working it. Okay. That's mine. So work it, big boy.
Huh.
Damon?
So, mine, I titled it Learn to Love Yourself, because that's, I think, what the guy was, either posted it or the person, I'm not quite sure if Fat Nudes is the person who posted the pictures, or if he's just a reblogging of these pictures. But I just really like the photos. It's of a gentleman in the forest and nude and just, you know, feeling himself. Like I'm liking some of these. I'm liking a lot of the pictures. It's very natural kind of feeling.
Until he has a camera.
Until he has a camera, yes. Yeah.
Then it kind of throws it off, but it almost felt at the beginning, I almost felt like it was Aboriginal sort of thing, you know, just like forest natives or something. And then all of a sudden he has a camera. And then it kind of threw that off. I'm like, oh, well, that didn't work out so well. But still. They're pretty good. They're great pictures.
I think it's interesting that the two of you are busy focusing on the fact that he's holding a camera. I was busy focusing on the fact that he had an erection in the woods.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I was looking at the whole theme of it. And I wasn't going directly into the point of the matter.
Yeah.
He's got a nice penis.
Yes.
This has a ton of notes. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tree sap everywhere, poison ivy, ack, somebody says.
Ivy? Wait. No. I don't see any, but, you know.
Yeah, neither do I. But, you know, you can't necessarily tell because my focus really isn't on the plants in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the dick instead of the trees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very, I just, it was, to me, it was a very natural picture. Oh, fuck.
Not here.
There we go. So that's mine.
Okay, so I finally got to the end of the notes. Took forever. Damon, it is Fat Nudes that posted it.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So what's not clear to me, though, is if Fat Nudes is the subject or if Fat Nudes is the photographer.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what I'm not quite sure about. And I don't mind it either way. I guess
there's a way to figure it out.
Click over to his blog.
And there's no avatar picture, which doesn't do me any good.
He's equal with both genders.
Yeah.
So
he's essentially very well body positive.
I'm guessing that he's not the photographer.
Yeah. I think he just.
I think that was a submission.
Yeah.
To his blog. But unfortunately, he didn't credit who submitted it.
Oh, well.
Interesting.
Anywho. Well, yeah.
It's definitely a blog of big people.
Mm-hmm. Some really
and big, I don't, some just, I don't say that to be derogatory. I mean, it's.
It's very body. I'm going to use body positive. So
yeah. And it's not just chubs. I mean, they're all sorts of thickness range.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just found another picture. I'm going to reblog.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple in here. I'm like, oh, that's nice, and another one. And
yeah, thank you, Fat Nate. That was kind of cool.
Moving on, Gary. He kind of talked about this one.
Hey, he did a thing.
Yeah.
That's what Fox Bear said.
You know, he said, hey, he did the thing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And the Fox Bear is proud of him.
Yeah. So there's a collection of pictures, Fuzzbutt with his patch, and then with Sir in two different ones. And we're very, very happy that he titled and
they're great pictures.
Yeah, no, they look really good. And I sent a message last night to Fuzzbutt after I found out that he won, and I wished him congratulations. And he said thanks. And I made a joke because I said he recently got a. I don't know if you guys know the story about his Pittsburgh Penguin sweatshirt.
Yeah, yeah. I think he told us.
Well, he posted about it online, so I don't know if people are aware. But anyways, he has a Pittsburgh Penguins sweatshirt that was given to him by a dear friend, old friend of his. And he's had it for, like, I think 8 years. And
something
it's
like that.
Traveled the world with him. It's done a lot of things. And if you look in his blog and all of his pictures on Facebook and stuff, it's nearly in there about 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And he and Mr. Gabriel, his other half, got a puppy recently.
Yeah.
And the puppy decided to turn it into a chew toy.
Ugh.
Yeah. So he got a replacement Pittsburgh Penguin sweatshirt. So I made a joke about how if the back of it had been blank, he could have put the patch on the sweatshirt.
Oh.
So. But then I said, I imagine Sir would want a proper leather vest to post his patch. So.
Yes.
And then he's competing again in a couple of weeks, I think. For okay. Another boy title. I forget what it is, though.
Hmm.
As to where it's at. Because he's got this one, and then there was we were chatting, and he kind of made a reference if he gets another one. And I was like, you're going to need lots of patches.
Yeah.
That keeps up.
All right. And I'm going to choose also in it kind of a conjunctuary one. Although Damon was the one who noticed and found this, it says two title holders. And it's both our guest from 2 weeks ago, Mr. Ray Smith, as well as Fuzzbutt together in a very interesting situation, especially if they were naked. with the caption, hey, CG Gear Man, we were thinking of you. Fuzzbutt said he'd make a great cameraman. I think Fuzzbutt would probably want to be a cameraman, but in the position, it looks like they need a cameraman.
They need a cameraman.
While they're right. About to do so something else.
I was not there when this picture was taken, but I was there prior, just so everybody's aware. And actually, this goes to show what kind of a shit show it is today. I'm going to tell my two co-hosts something they don't know.
Oh.
Huh.
When I was in Kentucky, I technically recorded an on-the-road show.
Oh.
Yay!
Well, hold on. it was a drinking game, live, played, and recorded show. People got drunk. Lots of things were said. Oh, God. Some people are very concerned about this being released publicly.
Oh, no.
So I never really said anything because, I mean, I don't have it.
Oh, really?
It's on the MacBook Pro.
Oh.
And I never offloaded it to the cloud.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully it survives. It may be gone.
It may honestly be gone, and it may only live in our memory, because there was like 10 of us in the room, I think.
Oh, God.
And anyways, the characters that are involved in this picture and the subject were all there, and that's why it's kind of amusing to me, because, yes, Fuzzbutt appears to be domming Sir Southern Comfort, and then CG Gearman was there in the room as well, and so that's what they're referring to. There was a kind of a back and forth about him being the director if they were going to shoot like a porn type video.
It's kind of like you said his name.
Oh, okay. CG Gearman. I know who that is. I know who that is now. Sorry, it took me a second to be like, who the fuck is this? Now I know who it is. Yeah. Okay.
So
and now I think I know when this happened, because I think.
Well, now the picture I think happened
in Louisville. That's there. No, I know that place. That's Matt and Gabe's apartment.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. I think. Hold on. Maybe. Anyway.
So, anyways, I just realized that we may have lost an episode.
That's all right. It's fine. Everything's fine. We'll make that up.
Well, I mean, so well, we did the interview with Ray, and that kind of took precedent, I thought, as far as importance. Well, and I didn't know if people really wanted to listen to 2 hours of people getting drunk in a hotel room.
Because I would.
That's really what it was.
Look, yeah. This isn't necessarily all about the audience. It also is about us. I mean, they're not paying for anything. So if they want to skip the episode, they're very welcome to, because they're not paying for it anyways. I would love to hear that. So
when they get the damn hard drive reinstalled on my MacBook Pro and I take it to Apple, my first request will be, I think my hard drive is going to need to be replaced, but is there any way you can pull some info or anything off of the drive now? Like, is there any backdoor method somehow you can transfer the contents to like another drive or holder or something like that? Because if they can, then the Audacity file that I use to record it and never edit it or do anything is salvageable. And then, like, someday that might be, like, a super bonus ridiculous show or something. I don't know.
We'll see.
But I just realized that. I was, like, completely forgot that that's probably the one thing that was on the MacBook Pro that would be lost forever that isn't, saved anyplace else or wanted or needed or whatever. Wah, wah.
Mm, yeah. All right, going into the link. Sorry, get my Jackbox Party back to check it out. It's actually pretty damn cool. So that's my link. Damon, what do you got?
Just a real quick YouTube video that I found recently. I think it's by Cartoon Hooligans. And it's Dragon Ball Z versus Marvel Superheroes, a what-if battle. It starts off kind of, you know, obvious, and then it goes down a weird path. And I think it's about a minute in. So, yeah, it's just very interesting. But it was funny. It was a fun, I think I found it on Facebook and I maybe randomly saw it on my YouTube like channel kind of thing. So, yeah. There you go.
Interesting. All right, Gary.
Who's playing the video?
I am.
Uh-huh. So there's a YouTube channel that I subscribe to called Pop Sugar, but specifically I subscribe to their food stuff that they do. And this host, I can't remember what her name is, it's always making recipes, and a lot of the stuff she likes to do is to make things that you can't get or make trendy foods, like things that are popular right now.
Huh.
And this one, it's called How to Make a Monkey-Style In-N-Out Burger, which is basically like a garbage monster burger in a way. For those of you that are not aware, In-N-Out is a burger chain, I believe, based in California. And they infamously have really good burgers. Like, some people probably put them above Five Guys burgers. Or on the level of like Shake Shack. So like there are these smaller burger companies that have been coming up and have been eating away at the Burger King McDonald's duolopoly, so to speak.
I think we have a couple of In-N-Outs here in Austin.
Ooh.
Yeah, recent additions, by the way.
Yeah, so In-N-Out very famously has like animal style fries and some other stuff. If you've ever heard people make reference to that. And anyways, the host said that, you know, she sometimes gets craving for a burger or whatever. But when you go there, this particular one that she makes, you can't order. Apparently, they won't make it. But you have all the ingredients like that you could order and then put it together yourself somehow, I think. So anyway, she shows you how to make it at home. So they do all sorts of things, you know, like she's made, you know, like huge like replica Oreo cakes and like, you know, like a 3-foot pizza, just, you know, I mean, just weird kind of things and some fun kind of stuff, and how to make General Tso's chicken. And so it's kind of trendy things, but it's also conventional. And in this case, I thought it was pretty cool that they show how to make
an Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah. See, so, huh. I just kind of like it because it's sometimes very inventive and creative, like conceptually, like how to make a fun, fetty, spread, like a dip. So yeah, they're kind of, and some of the things I'm kind of like, why is that a trend? But and then other things are kind of cool. So this is an example of what they do that I think is neat. So if you're into that kind of stuff, check it out.
Yeah,
neato.
Looks good.
Interesting. Hey, guess what, folks? That's the end of the show.
Wow.
See, I told you it was going to be a short show. There's plenty of ways to contact us and to vote in our poll. Go to cubsoutloud.com to vote in the poll and leave a comment there. You can also email us at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. Appreciate that very much, dirty or otherwise, at 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. You can also email MP3s from voice memo apps and such to our email address. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, google.com/+cubsoutloud. Also, please join the Cubs Out Loud entourage group over on bearunderground.net. The the official Bear website of Comes Out Loud. Also, go to our iTunes page and rate us. You don't need to review us. If you do review us, I'll read it on the show verbatim, whatever you write. Woo-hoo. Word for word. Also, if you listen to us on Stitcher Radio, give us a thumbs up there. We appreciate that very much. Find me anywhere on the internet. It's Box Talk, Box Pokey, Box Cub, Box something or other.
I'm either TheaterCub79, NomadCub79, Pup_Umbra, anywhere I would like to be found.
And that would leave me as GearBear73. You want to find me online. Or if you're into the naughty, naughty stuff, it's GearBear73XXX.tumblr.com.
And with that, even though you can't hear this, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.